It looks like wherever I go, I end up being somebody who is in the limelight, kind of. And some people from Zimbabwe will remember that we established a radio station here, Sci FM Radio, which did very well and, you know, met a lot of celebrities even in this country. And but with the Salvation Army, you know, the work that I do, you know, kind of popular too, but in a very different way now. Not very different, because even in Zimbabwe, when I was in Zimbabwe, all I did was do God's work. You know, even most people who know me for the programs that I did, which were gospel programs, and making a difference in people's lives. And for some reason, 100 years later, I'm still doing the same thing.
Interesting. Now, your personal life, can you tell us, when you came from Zimbabwe, were you single? And now, what is your situation?
Well, you know, in Zimbabwe, I had a beautiful girlfriend, you know, of 4 years. And then 3 days before I came to the U.S., I got married to her. And, you know, I'm still married to her. We have a son now who is 7 years old.
Yeah, now can you tell us how you acclimatized? Because when we talk to people who come here, you know, they give us all sorts of stories. Yeah. Some, when they come, they say, you know, it was difficult, they had to do this and that. How was
it for you? I don't know. For me, it didn't make any much difference, because, you know, for me it was kind of like a calling of some sort, because, you know, at the age, it's a long story, but at the age of six, you know, God told me that I was going to move to New York, and I didn't even know where New York was. The people who from America were more shocked about me than I was shocked about them. It's like I knew them, but they didn't know me. You know, so they were kind of, you know, they asked me some very, those were the people who asked me very funny questions for some reason. Like, you know, or do you really live, you know, in a jungle, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, are you kidding me? But basically for me, it was not a shock at all.
Now, professionally, can you tell us how you fared? Like, you know, when you're coming back from home, you need to have the papers here, like what people say. So how has been your situation like?
You know, again, I got to go back to God. Everything that I did, you know, it was just God-centered. If anybody spoke to me when I was in Zimbabwe and said, listen, man, you're going to be a pastor one day, I would have said, you must be kidding me. In fact, when I was 14 years old, my father said to me, listen, man, I think you're going to be a pastor. You know, and you know what I did? I was very respectful. I walked away from him and I started laughing with my friends. Did you hear what he just told me? I'm going to be a pastor. You know, he must be crazy. I know he doesn't drink. I know, he, you know, but he must be high on something. You know, me? Must be kidding me. But who is the pastor now? Me. I'm leading one of the biggest Salvation Army churches in New York. Me, a Zimbabwean boy from Chinoy.
Now you speak of Chinoy. Can you tell us your memories of Chinoy now that you've been here for so long?
Oh, my goodness, man. Chinoy, man. Chinoy. Viva Chinoy. That's Biggie Tembo. But Chinoy, this is where I grew up. This is where I was made to be who I am, in terms of just being brought up by beautiful people, my father and mother, you know, who sent us to school, who made sure we get the education we needed, who made sure that we go to church and be raised in the right way.